Chapter 7, Valuation Principles. You should be familiar with the three main approaches to valuation we have. The first is the direct sales comparison approach, or the sales approach, sometimes called the market approach. The second is the cost approach, and the third is the income capitalization approach. The one we use most often is the direct sales approach, where we're locating properties that are comparable to the subject that have recently sold and closed. The sales comparison approach to valuation is based on the principle of substitution that states the worth of any real estate is directly influenced by the cost of acquiring an equally desirable substitute property. In general, of the similar properties that are available, the properties having the lowest price will attract the greatest demand. A prudent buyer would not want to pay more for one property than for another that is considered equally desirable. Next, we look at the term arm's length. An arm's length transaction is a sale that is offered on the open competitive marketplace for a typical or reasonable period of time. There has to be no unusual circumstances affecting that transaction, and the parties to the transaction cannot be under duress to buy or sell. Buyers have to be aware, and sellers have to be aware of all the property's positive and negative attributes. You always want to select sales that require the fewest number of adjustments, because sales that require few adjustments are most comparable. Paired sales analysis is a mathematical procedure used to derive a line item value for a specific property attribute, which equates to the contributory value of that item. Contributory value is part of a larger concept known as contribution. The concept of contribution states that improvements are only worth the amount they actually add to a property's market value, regardless of the cost. What we're referring to here is that if you put in an in-ground pool that costs $40,000, we know that that doesn't add $40,000 to the value. Next, we look at the cost approach. The cost approach in appraisal is a widely used supporting method of valuation for a wide variety of property types. It works particularly well if the property is new or nearly new. Important terms to be familiar with, which are part of the cost approach, include reproduction cost. Reproduction cost is an estimated cost to construct at current prices an exact duplicate of the subject property using the same standards, building and construction standards, and quality of craftsmanship inherent of the subject property, the one that we're looking at. Replacement cost is an estimated cost to construct at current prices a building that has similar utility as the subject utilizing modern materials, building construction standards, etc. We typically use replacement cost when we're doing the cost approach because the numbers for reproduction cost are too difficult to obtain. Replacement cost is based on today's technology. Then we look at different types of depreciation. Physical depreciation is a type we're most used to. This applies to all properties that have been lived in or occupied and include the natural wear and tear of a property based on the elements, the wind, the weather, the rain. Accrued depreciation is the total depreciation that's taken place or occurred at the property from the date it was built. Functional depreciation refers to items that are functionally obsolete, outdated, or undesirable. If you have to walk through a bedroom to get to another bedroom, that's the most common example of functional depreciation. External depreciation refers to items outside of the subject property that can negatively affect its value. If a residential property is next door to a mixed-use bar or restaurant, that would be an example of external depreciation. Next, we look at the term highest and best use. The highest and best use is that use of a property that will yield its most profitable and legally and physically permitted use, whether vacant or improved, at today's value. You always want to consider a property's highest and best use when you're doing a market analysis. The income approach to valuation, or the income capitalization approach, is most useful for income-producing properties. Apartment buildings, commercial space, warehouses, office buildings, etc. are the most common types of properties that we use the income approach for. Risk and value is an important concept. The higher the risk, the higher the capitalization rate the property should have. The lower the risk, the lower the capitalization rate. A capitalization rate is always a number that's less than 1. A property like a restaurant might have a capitalization rate of 32 or 50%. An office space or an office building might have something as low as 10 to 15%. Gross rent multipliers are calculated by dividing the gross monthly income by the property's value. You should be familiar with a formula that we call the PEN formula, P-E-N. Potential gross income is how much a property should take in, minus vacancies and minus collection costs. That leaves you the effective gross income. Then you subtract out the annual expenses required to make that property operate. Then you get the net operating income. The net operating income is the very important number we look for when doing the income capitalization approach. The formula for the capitalization method is the annual net operating income divided by the capitalization rate, and that gives you the value for the property. Again, that's I divided by R, I being the annual net operating income, divided by the capitalization rate, gives you the property values estimate.